Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 22nd. Today's devotion is entitled, God's Universal Testimony. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Acts, chapter 14, verses 15 through 17. We bring you good news, that you should turn from these vain things to a living God, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all the nations to walk in their own ways. Yet he did not leave himself without witness. For he did good by giving you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness. Luke recorded that when the people of Lystra attempted to worship Paul and Barnabas as gods, the apostles immediately rejected such honor and redirected the crowd's attention to the one true God. Speaking to a pagan audience unfamiliar with the scriptures, Paul did not begin with Abraham, Moses, or the prophets. Instead, he pointed to God's universal testimony in creation and providence. Paul declared that the living God created heaven, earth, and sea, that although he had allowed the nations to follow their own ways, he had never left himself without witness. Through rain, fruitful seasons, food, and gladness, God continually revealed his goodness to all people. Paul's message established a foundation for repentance by first revealing the Creator. Before people could understand their need for the Savior, they needed to recognize the God who made them and graciously sustained them. We live in a world where many people possess little knowledge of the Bible. Like Paul, we can begin by pointing others to the evidence of God's presence and goodness that surrounds them every day. Creation declares his power, and his daily provision demonstrates his kindness. As Paul later wrote, God's invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived through the things he has made. Every sunrise, harvest, meal, and moment of joy bears witness to the living God. These gifts are not ends in themselves, but signs directing us to the giver. As we recognize God's hand in creation and providence, our hearts are moved towards worship, repentance, and faith in Christ. Let us learn to see and share God's fingerprints in everyday life as we proclaim the good news to all the world. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for revealing yourself through your creation and your faithful provision. Open our eyes to see your goodness in the ordinary blessings of each day. Help us turn from every idol and worship you alone as our Creator and Sustainer. Give us wisdom and courage to point others to the evidence of your grace all around them and lead them to faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen.